As we remember the passing of Professor Mills, Radio Ghana takes you down the memory lane on how we captured the news in our bulletin and in subsequent days. This is a compilation by Rebecca Ekpe.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Sally Bosman. In the headlines, President John Evans Atta Mills is dead. Condolences pouring over death of President Mills and Vice President John Dramani Mahama to be sworn in as president in accordance with the Constitution. The sudden death has been announced in Accra of President John Evans Atta Mills. President Mills died this afternoon at the 37 Military Hospital. A statement signed by the Chief of Staff John Henry Martin Newman said the president died while receiving medical attention after being taken ill a few hours earlier. It said the Vice President John Dramani Mahama will broadcast to the nation in due course.
The news came as a shock to many Ghanaians.
Seriously surprised to hear this thing. I don't think, in fact, I'm surprised. Very, very well. If this thing happened, so how am I going to live in Ghana? But I don't believe it until it's proof.
I'm just hearing it from a colleague, but I'm not believing it because I've not heard it on the radio.
And well, I mean, this is very sad news. Regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of whatever you believe in politically, whether you disagree or agree with him, I think this is a very sad day for all of us as Ghanaians. When I heard it, my knee-jerk reaction was that this cannot be true.
Like, he was actually dead, and I think there's a need for you to worry because there can't be a country without a lead.
It's unfortunate. We have lost a good man who can help the nation to go on, and we have lost it. So I think it calls for how to sit and think about
it.
I feel very sad for the man. This man talk with passion. It was a great shock to me.
Radio Ghana's Castle correspondent Seth Aya was full of emotions as he captured the atmosphere at the castle after President Mills' passing.
The news hit me like a tsunami, and I couldn't believe myself when I heard the news. It has not been easy for we, the members of the presidential press corps. Before even I left the house, I saw people openly wailing. I was so shocked that Ghanaians loved President Mills so much. Everybody is shocked. And there was some sort of solemnness all over the seat of the president.
Hours after Vice President John Dramani Mahama took the oath of office of the presidency to complete President Mills' remaining term in accordance with Article 60, Clause 6 of the 1992 Constitution. Chief Justice Mrs. Georgina Wood administered the oath before Parliament.
I, John Dramani Mahama,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
Do in the name of the Almighty God swear.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Republic of Ghana as by law established.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
That I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of Ghana.
And that I will preserve.
And that I will preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
And defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana.
So help me God.
So help me God.
The presidential oath. I,
John Dramani Mahama,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
having assumed the high office of President of the Republic of Ghana,
on the basis of Article 66 6 of the Constitution,
on the basis of Article 66 of the Constitution,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
do in the name of the Almighty God swear,
that I will be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I'll be faithful and true to the Republic of Ghana,
that I will at all times preserve,
that I will at all times preserve,
protect
and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and defend the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana,
and that
I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana,
and that I dedicate myself to the service and well-being of the people of the Republic of Ghana,
and to do right to all manner of persons,
and to do right to all manner of persons.
I further solemnly swear that should I at any time break this oath of office,
that should I at any time break this oath of office,
I shall submit myself to the laws of the Republic of Ghana,
to the laws of the Republic of Ghana,
and suffer the penalty for it. So help me God.
President Mahama later addressed the nation.
It is with deep sorrow and a heavy heart that I address the nation through your august house. Fellow countrymen and women, our nation has been hit by an unprecedented tragedy. Our nation is in mourning at the sudden and untimely death of the President of the Republic of Ghana and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills. For the first time in the history of our dear country, we have lost a sitting president who worked so tirelessly for his people. The president was taken ill around noon. He was rushed to the 37th Military Hospital, and try as the medical team did, they were not able to avert this tragic loss. The president passed away at 14:15 hours. This is the saddest day in our nation's history. Tears have engulfed our nation, and we are deeply saddened and distraught. I never imagined that one day I would address our nation in such difficult circumstances. I'm personally devastated. I've lost a father, I've lost a friend, I've lost a mentor and a senior comrade. Ghana is united in grief at this time for our departed president. On behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I extend our deepest condolences to the family of our late president. Our hearts at this time are especially with our mother, First Lady Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills.
President Mahama, in a broadcast to the nation after Professor Mills' passing, ending a compilation by Rebecca Ekpe.
The brother of late President Mills, Dr. Cadman Mills, says 1 year on, much as he thinks the pain of the death of President Mills should evaporate quickly, this is not the case. He, however, said one thing he's always happy for is that the late Professor Mills has changed the face of Ghanaian politics.
By the time of the announcement, of course, I already knew because I was with him. I was with him an hour before he died. I talked to him during that hour at great length. I came to see him in a poor state. The doctors attending to him. I followed the ambulance to the hospital. I was called and told about his state. The doctors told me that they had tried at great length and that in 5 minutes they will stop. And I agreed with them that he should be allowed to go in peace. So by the time of the announcement, it only confirmed my worst fears, that I wasn't just dreaming, that it was a reality, and that what I most feared had indeed happened.
Okay, so how do you feel after 1 year?
Listen, the pain should be getting less. It's not. Let's be very honest. But I take pleasure in the fact that he left such an indelible mark in Ghana. I take pleasure that indeed, as a result of his life, not his death, but as a result of his life, his character, his comportment, he has touched the lives of Ghanaians in very profound ways, that politics in Ghana will never be the same, and the expectations of Ghanaians of their leaders will be also radically different. The time is long past where leaders lorded over people. The time is long past when people have every right to ask of their leaders to be accountable. And I think that is his biggest legacy to Ghana.
Brother of late President Mills, Dr. Cadman Mills.
More individuals continue to share fond memories of the late President Mills. The latest to join is a 2012 presidential candidate of a Progressive People's Party, PPP, Dr. Pakwesi Indum, who said Mills's memory should bring about positive change in the country's political sphere. Dr. Indum, who was speaking from the USA, said the late President Mills's greater discipline in public service should be emulated by all.
The memory of him, what happened to him during public life, for me, teaches us a few lessons. And some of those lessons, to me, include, number one, the need for greater discipline in our own personal dealings in public service, because this tells us that there will be an end, and in the end, other people will come and scrutinize what we were able to do or leave behind. Number two, I believe the matter of transparency in public life is something that is very necessary, because no matter what is it that we do, hide, put anywhere, eventually it will come to light. If we did them well, when we are gone, people will have good memories. If we didn't do them well, also, people will tell the whole world the kinds of things that we did wrong. And in Ghana today, we have come to this situation where many people like to play a blame game. Who did what worse than the other person? I believe, from what I know about the late professor and president, that if he had his own way, this is a game that political parties wouldn't continue to play. So let us use his memory and what any one of us might remember or think about to try and also bring about change of the positive kind in our national life.
Dr. Pakwesi Indum, the national chairman of the PNC, Alhaji Ramadan, spoke about former President Mills' peaceful nature and his relationship with other political parties.
Professor Mills is a person that I know him, you know, with various sides. I knew Professor Mills in the very early part of 2004 when we formed the CJA. And we were meeting from time to time at the Bakaya Party headquarters to go into the street from time to time to demonstrate against some hardship that the Democratic Party government was inflicting on Ghanaians. And around that time, I think I became fairly close to him, and I could see that he was a man of humility, a man of dignity, a man with a lot of self-respect. Because I realized one time when we were writing these black billboards that we carry along, you know, for the demonstration, he kept on cautioning us that please let us be mindful of the language we put on the board. Let us not say things that will rather hit back at us, because hitting at the other people so much will end up boomeranging on us. You know, so he was a person who was very, very apt and decent, very, very decent. I remember one time we were doing this demonstration. He couldn't join us at Circle, and he sent a message that he would join us when we get to TUC. When he got there, he sent his bodyguards to tell me that I should move to join with him. In fact, I did. And from there on, until we got to house back, this gentleman was not saying anything other than, look, this is the only country way. Whatever we are doing, let's make sure that we will not destroy what we expect to take over. You know, so let us be decorous.
The CPP presidential candidate for the 2012 election, Dr. Abusakara Foster, said a one-year celebration of the death of late President Mills is in the right direction, and same must be done for any president who passes on, irrespective of the party he belongs to.
The event leading up his election, even in Rwanda, were tumultuous, but endedly with a united country.
Well, Doc, how do we use this first anniversary of the prof's death to move the country forward?
I think, first of all, it is a good thing that as Ghanaians we get together to pay respect and recognize the contribution that a past president made. And I believe that we will continue this tradition and do it for every president that comes, irrespective of whichever part they hail from. Because when we do that, we ourselves are weaving into our political history a tapestry that is going to tell a story about how, as Ghanaians from different walks of life, we have made contributions, especially led by our president. And I believe that that is going to show the positive side of everybody. It is going to lead a storyline that is going to tell about the positive contribution by everybody.
The minority leader in Parliament, Osaichi Mensah Bunzu, said Professor Mills brought to bear on the Ghanaian political scene modesty and humility in governance.
First of all, Professor Mills brought to bear on governance his own style, which, if we must admit, was modesty, humility. As for his own government, we all recollect that he had a blend of the old and the new, and afforded opportunity for the young persons in his party to be in government. So that was something. Professor Mills, in my view, because I encountered him personally on two occasions, he seemed to be a very good listener. And then he wanted you to justify whatever you put on the table. His attitude was that our politics should be free from insults.
Those were key political figures sharing their fond memories of the late President Mills.
Now, Professor Mills was an ardent believer in the media in spite of its excesses. One of the people who covered him on his rounds was GBC's correspondent Seth Ayia. He tells us his experience with the late president, and he's here in the studio with us. Seth.
Jonathan.
Now, where were you on the day of President Mills' death?
Well, I didn't hear President Mills' death throughout the morning that I was in the office until I got home around 2 something that I heard it on radio. And I didn't believe it until I heard a statement issued by the then chief of staff, John Henry Martin Newman, confirming the death of President John Evans Atta Mills.
And how did it feel? How did you feel hearing that incident?
It was a shock to me because a day before his birthday, we, the members of the Presidential Press Corps, had given him a birthday present, and he was so excited. He was so excited. We all of us shook his hands, had photographs with him, not thinking about the man dying the coming Tuesday. And so it was a shock to some of us, and when I heard it, I quickly had to run to the washroom, back to my room, and put on something to rush to the castle.
Wow. And now, one thing we do note him for was for the establishment of the media fund. What can you tell us about that?
Well, President Mills believed in the media and always felt that there was the need for retraining of journalists. And so that informed the government decision to, you know, set the 2 million Ghana Cedi fund or media fund. And he was one person who felt that there was the need for freedom of speech, but it should go with responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes one of the things that were written about him, as soon as we entered his office, he'll be asking us questions as to how the profession, you know, is all about, telling lies, insulting people, saying things that were untrue. And so he believed in the media, and he felt that with the setting up of the media fund, there will be retraining of journalists in order to improve our expertise, because he regarded the media as the fourth estate of the realm.
Okay. Now, to you personally, what fond memories do you have? What was the most memorable time covering the president?
President Mills, as has been said, you know, is humble or was humble. And any time that we enter this office, we'll be the first to greet you. We'll welcome you, greet you, shake everybody's hands. And he was fond of, chatting with us. He was somebody who was addressing his appointees as colleagues. And so he was down to earth, as, you know, has been said by many.
Okay, thank you very much, Seth Eya. Seth Eya was our presidential correspondent during President Mills' term of office as president.